You want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable, right? But that perfect balance is hard to find. Don't sacrifice style or comfort. Check out MeUndies. August is National Underwear Month, and to celebrate, MeUndies is making it easier than ever to try the world's most comfortable underwear by giving you a risk-free guarantee. All National Underwear Month long, if you don't love your MeUndies, they're free. MeUndies are made from Lenzing Micromodal, a sustainably sourced, naturally soft fabric that's proven to be 3 times softer than cotton. Micromodal is an all-natural, breathable, eco-friendly fabric extruded from Austrian beech trees that actually inhibits odor. No stinky undies, just soft, cool, and cozy MeUndies. MeUndies are the ultimate feel-good undies for when you want to feel naked but not actually be naked. All National Underwear Month long, you can feel them for yourself, risk-free. It's simple. If you don't love your MeUndies, they're free. Now until August 31st, get 20% off your first pair, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/blogtalk. That's MeUndies.com/blogtalk. MeUndies.com/blogtalk.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. All the world is hungry for the living bread, oh Lord. Lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it by.
Yes. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. Yeah. I just look up in the sky. And that's where I find myself.
As promised, Pastor Benjamin is on the line. Pastor,
here.
Your line is open.
Hey man, I was enjoying the music. Time, I guess, is my time to. But God, I was enjoying that, Dr. Scott. But God, if you think that you are in it all by yourself, but God. When the doctors say that there's no hope but God, when the politicians tell us that there is no money but God, oh, God is so worthy to be praised. Is everything that we need. You need to sit down and just say, but God. Can't fix the situation. You can't change the situation. But you can say, but God. Oh, God is a good God. Yes, He is. We need to know that there is a but God that will supply all of our needs. Oh, I tell you on tonight, but God. I tell you, Dr. Scott, I really wish you would bring that song back. But God. Oh, bless His name.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over, but God, Isaac Curry, tell him about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself, I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
My God.
I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said in the day.
Yep.
My God.
He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
My God. He thought he really had you this time. You.
It would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your name. But there ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
Can I get a witness on that? Thank you, Isaac.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
Oh,
canceled out. And your situation may have looked impossible. And now people are looking for an explanation on how in the world you made it through what you went through. I don't want you to let everybody in all your business, but I just want you to look at them and give them the short version of your testimony. And just tell them, you know what? It was nobody. Yep.
Hey, man, I tell you, I just needed to hear that in it in its entirety because I was a little late getting on the line. I just tell you, I was in my prayer time, and I asked the question, what is prayer? And the question being answered is, when you talk to God, oh, bless his name. Some of us scream at him. Some of us talk quietly to him. Sometimes there's not even a word uttered. But God knows. But God. Ah, hey, God. I feel Jesus in this place. Oh, it's been a long time since I quoted that. I feel Jesus in this place. And as I've explained to you, it's not the room that I'm in, it's not the church that I'm in, it's not even the sidewalk that I'm standing upon or the corner that I'm witnessing on, but I feel Jesus in this place, in my body, in this place. Oh, I feel the very presence of the Lord in my body on this evening, and I'm so grateful that I have Christ in my life, because he has brought me through many dangers, toils, and snares. I've already come, and it's his grace that's brought me safe thus far. And God's grace is leading me and guiding me. Oh, bless his name. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, because it is a lovely day in the neighborhood. I'm just so glad that God has allowed me to adopt that slogan from Mr. Rogers as a child. And he'd come on in the morning and he would start out with, it's a lovely day in the neighborhood, no matter whether it was raining or snowing or a storm somewhere that you just heard about, but to him it was a lovely day. And he gave praise to God because no one can make a day but God. Oh, thank you, God, but God. There it is, but God. No one can make a day but God. He gives us every day that we have. Man cannot give you a day. Only day comes from God, because his mercies is new every morning. He sends us a new day. Yesterday is old. Today is new. It's yet dawning. It's yet here. Today is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. No one has made this day but the Lord. I don't care where you live, how you live, where you go to church, where you do not go to church, the day came that you are in right now came from the Lord. And if he allow you to be here tomorrow to see a new day, that day also will come from the Lord. Nobody can give you a day but the Lord. I tell you, and I thank him for this day. So again, it's a lovely day in the neighborhood, wherever your neighborhood is. I don't care if you're in the hospital and that's your neighborhood. It is a lovely day. Why? Because the Lord have allowed you to see another day. And we thank him for this day. We have no idea what's going to take place, but we give thanks. The psalmist said, give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks, all ye people. Give thanks, no matter what. Give thanks. Oh, God, I love the Lord. I was reading my word, and I saw here, sometimes we don't realize that these 66 books are there for us to read from. Somehow we get stuck on Psalms or stuck on Matthew, sometimes Luke, John. We get stuck on John, and we'll talk about Romans and Corinthians. But, you know, Zechariah is also in the Bible, and we'll talk about Malachi. It seems like the only thing we know to talk about Malachi is tithe and offering, but Malachi have more than just the third chapter. But I'm not in Malachi tonight. I am in Zechariah. I want to give thanks to God and his son, Jesus Christ, for allowing me to see another day. But God, only God can do it, and he has done just that. I want to read tonight. I'm not in a preaching mode. I'm not in a hooping and hollering mode. I'm not in a foot stomping, hand clapping mode. I don't know what I'll be before it's over, but if God keeps me just like I am right now, I'm fine with that. I just really basically want to read. In fact, I had started to call Dr. Scott earlier today and tell him let's team up and read the word of God. But he explained to me once that he's covering the screen, and it's a little hard for him not to stay focused, because you never know when we'll lose the screen or Blog Talk gets crazy, and he has to take care of that. So anyhow, I am here, God is here, but God. And to all of our listeners in the archives, we thank God for you. We can see that you do go in and listen and see what the Lord have to say. Bless his holy name. The fourth chapter of Zechariah. Now the angel, and I'm reading from my new Spirit-filled Bible. This Bible was given to me 13 years ago from a woman showing her gratitude towards me because I took care of her niece who was very sick. And her niece was in Delaware, and she lived in Connecticut. So I was maybe 3-4 miles away, and she was miles away, and I made sure that I got there every day, twice a day, care of my sister in Christ. We are helpers one to the other. That's what God wants us to love our neighbor as ourselves. So she was my neighbor in Christ. She was my sister in Christ, and I was there for her. And I'm just grateful that God allowed me to serve such a great prophet and take care of her in her time of illness. It has helped me so much to just love on God that much more, to know that my sister is resting in the arms of Jesus, my spiritual sister. All right, are we there? Zechariah, the fourth chapter. Now the angel who talked with me came back and waken me as a man who is wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, what do you see? So I said, I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. So he answered and said to me, God is going to show us things, and we're not always going to know what the meaning of it is, but know this, it does have a meaning. It is good when God shows us things that he has his prophets and interpreters and things that can tell us what the dream means. I want them to tell you what the dream means, but I want them to be accurate with what they are saying. Don't just try to make a name for yourself that I have the gift of dreams and I can tell you what your dream means, and you really have no clue. The angel had no problem. He said to him, tell me what you see. Tell me all about it. He was dreaming, apparently, because he said he was asleep. And the angel woke him up, like a man wake you up out of your sleep. And he asked him the question. The angel knew he was dreaming. God had showed him this vision during his sleep. I believe that's what it stated. He came back and wakened me as a man who is awake, who is wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, what do you see? Angel knew that he saw something, but he wouldn't know what it was. He knew that he saw the candlesticks, gold ones, in fact. He also knew that he saw a bowl to the left and right of the candlesticks. He knew that he saw the olive trees. Well, that's what it said. That he saw the trees. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at the left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, what are these? My Lord, he was puzzled. He had no clue. And the angel went on to talk to him and said, then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, do you not know these are? And I said, no. He was honest. He didn't say, well, I think it's this, and well, I think it's that. Maybe it's a bad, something bad getting ready to happen. You know how we start trying to put it together and figure it out, and it's wrong, completely wrong. It is not of that at all. But listen, let the Bible tell you what's going on here, okay? All right. And I said, no, my Lord. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountains, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace to it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. God has a way of confirming that he came to us, that he sent us a word through, now we use the prophets that's here on the earth. Back in that time, God sent his angels as well as the prophets. There were prophets who showed up back then, but in this particular story here, God sent the angel to wake the young man up and ask him, well, what do you see? What do you see? Tell me. Do you know what it is that you're seeing? And the man said, no, I don't know. And you know what's so good about it? The angel didn't say, well, you'll have to pray about it. You'll have to ask God to give you the revelation on it. You have to ask God to give you the knowledge of it. The angel was able to talk to the man and explain to him what he saw. That's why I say, if God sends a prophet to you, an angel, there's no way that if God sent them, they are able to tell you what you need to know. Also, let this man know, look, when this is all said and done, you will know. You will know that the Lord has sent me. What we need to know nowadays, when we get a word from the prophet or the prophetess or the pastor, the apostle, the evangelist, whatever, we need to know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord has sent them to talk to us. And even though we got dressed and went out to the place where the prophet or the prophetess is or was, we still need to know that the Lord sent them. The word that came out of their mouth, we need to know without any doubt that it was the Lord talking to me. It was the Lord who gave me that dream, that showed me that vision in a dream there while I was asleep. Verse 10, for who have despised the day of small beginning? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. Ah, bless his name. They are the eyes of the Lord which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. Then I answered and said to him, what are these? Two olive trees at the right of the lampstand and at its left. And I further answered and said to him, what are these two olive branches that dip into the receptacles of the two gold pipes from which the golden oil drains? Then he answered me. And said, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. So he said, these are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth. These are the two anointed ones. Now, he didn't name the two, but he did tell them that there is going to be what you saw in the time to come, that there will be two anointed ones standing. They stand with God throughout the whole earth. They are the ones that you've seen with the stands of the candle stands, and you even see the plum, the pipe, and all of this. You saw all of this, but you didn't understand any of it. But I, the Lord have sent me. And you notice he kept calling the angel my Lord. But he said, now you're going to know that I sent you. Why? It's not time yet. You may not see this take place just yet on the earth. But when it does take place, you will know that I have shown this to you. And then you might believe that I. Ah, God, let's go back and get that again. I like that. I like that. Then you will know, and that's in verse 9, that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. Ah, we got to know, saints, that when we receive a word, that the Lord sent the word to us. We don't want an error at all. We don't want God to send us a word through a prophet and we don't want to accept it because who gave it to us, or figure like they're inadequate to tell me what to do or how to do it or whatever. Oh, no. We don't want to go there. Let's go. And that was Zechariah, the fourth chapter. Let's go into Revelation. That's a book that many of us don't fool with because it is kind of scary. And I used to read Revelation all the time because when I was younger, much younger than I am now, I was fascinated with Revelation. I wasn't afraid. A lot of people are afraid. I didn't have that fear when I read Revelation. In fact, I kind of enjoyed what I was reading, and I didn't have that fear. And I hear so many people say, oh, no, I don't read that book. No. But why not? The Bible is not complete without Revelation. The Bible is from Genesis to Revelation, not Genesis to Jude, Genesis to Revelation, and from Revelation to Genesis. That's what make up our 66 books. So everything in Revelation is not scary. There are some things that really should scare you straight. It should cause you to put away your foolishness and do a but God thing. Get a but God in your life. Get a but God on your side. Get a but God, I'll make it with Jesus on my side. But God, oh, I need a but God life experience. I need to know that I can make it but God. But God is able to do that, what he said he would do, but God. Ah, when all hell is breaking loose, you need to know that you got a but God promise in your life. You got a but God spirit on you. But God, I'm going to make it. But God, oh my God in heaven, I feel you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hey, thank you, Jesus. But God. you will know that the Lord hath sent me. God always verified that it was him. You hear people nowadays say, oh, that's confirmation. The Lord told me that. That's confirmation. The Lord told me when I was praying that he was going to do this and this and this for me. And now the prophet has come who don't know me. And if the prophet does know me, didn't know what I prayed because I didn't pray it to the prophet. I prayed to God, and now the prophet has the word from the Lord and said, God said he heard you when you prayed at 11 o'clock and everything that you asked him for at 11 o'clock on Tuesday, the 19th day and whatever, God said, it's done. But God. You know God sent them because they couldn't tell you what you did. They're in Houston, Texas, and you in Long Island, New York, and can call you and tell you at 11 o'clock today. Matter of fact, I believe it was 10. At 10 o'clock today, when you were walking, looking up towards heaven, talking to God, God said that he answered you when you spoke to him that it's done. And I said, oh, my God, I know you spoke to her because she couldn't see me. She didn't know that I was walking through that path talking to God, and I had the dog with me. I was walking the dog, and I just looked up in heaven, and I began to talk to my God, to my Father, and I said, Lord, please help me. I need you to fix this for me. I don't want it anymore. I'm tired of it. Please, God, fix it. And you know, the dog, I was holding the leash, and do you not know the dog sat down? Didn't bark, didn't try to pull, that he was ready to use, relieve himself. The dog sat there, giving me respect because I was talking to the Creator, the Master God, and his Son, Jesus Christ. I was speaking to them, looking up, oh, into the sky. Oh, my God. And the dog sat still. And when I looked, I had really forgotten that the dog was there because I was into what I was doing. And he wasn't yanking on me to go. There's been times that I stopped and he's yanking. Come on. But the dog, I've seen that dog twice when I was teaching about God. A man came here talking about, I feel like committing suicide. And I was getting ready to take the dog out. And I said to the dog, I said, Bam, we can't go right now because he needs help. And the dog sat down again and waited to hear the man's story. And then God gave me what to speak to him. The man is yet alive. And the dog sat. And I got up. I said, come on, man, we can go. And the dog almost pulled me out the door because he really had to go. But he waited patiently. Twice the dog sat down. Oh, bless his name. But when I looked down at the dog, he was sitting there, and he was gazing up at the sky just like I was doing. Oh, bless his name. Ah, God is so worthy to be praised. Let's go to Revelation, the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, starting with the first verse, saying, then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there, but leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles. Oh, bless his name. I'm included. I'm a Gentile. I'm not a Jew. I'm not Greek. I'm not Hebrew. I'm not Roman. I'm not any of those things, but I am a Gentile. You know, you had the Jews and the Greeks and the Egyptians and all of them, but thanks be to God, Jesus Christ made it possible for the Gentiles to be included. And the Lord is telling them, measure everything. Come on, measure the house of God, but don't measure outside the court. Leave that alone, because, oh, God, I feel you, Jesus. Woo! Ah, glory today. Yes, yes, yes. That. Let's do this one again. He told him, let's go back and do one, because one, two is no good without one. So let's just do one again, the first one. I'm going to be finished in a minute, but let me have this time. Oh, bless the Lord. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod. And the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. There was people at the house of God worshiping him.
Summertime calls for a big splash. A 220,000 square foot one, to be exact. And that's just what you'll get at America's largest indoor water park. Hair-raising water slides and rides, world-class spas, kids' play areas, and diverse dining options to ensure that there's something for everyone at this unbeatable family getaway. Kalahari Resorts and Conventions in the Poconos.
Your line is still open, Pastor.
Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over water to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Oh, we thank God for his word on today. We just know that the word of God is right, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And we just thank God because he's letting us know that this is going to take place. He's going to give us two witnesses, and you can't touch them. You can't kill them, because God will put fire in their mouth to consume you. He will destroy whomever tried to stop the progress and the prophecy of God that God has spoken out of his mouth. You cannot touch anything that God has ordained, that God has set up. You can't mess with it because God himself will prepare to destroy you. However way, we're getting by with some things now, it seems. But, oh, my God, when the day comes in Revelation that God is going to put these two prophets where Zechariah, the book here, had the dream of what he saw was the lampstands and the olive trees. They meant something. They had a meaning. But he didn't know what it meant. But the angel of the Lord knew exactly what God had showed him in a vision. And I want to let you know today that you need to get your heart right with God so that when this time takes place, that you will not be consumed by the fire that comes out of the prophet's mouth. We take nowadays prophets for granted. You know why? Because we live next door to them. You know why? We work with them. But back in the days of old, prophets did not have any association with the people. They showed up when God sent them. They were not on a social club thing. They were not at your house having tea and cupcakes. They stayed ready to move when God said move. That's why they didn't miss him. So many times prophets have given us a word that was so far-fetched, so far away from the mind of God. I believe God even shook his head and said, now this person is one of those that I spoke about earlier, that 400 lying prophets went out. They got caught up with that group because that is not me talking at all. I would not have said that. And if I said that, I would have said it in a different way. So let us prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. Before the Lord comes back, these things are going to take place that we see today. And I thank you once more and again for being on board with us one more time for Blog Talk Radio, Glory United Ministries. May the Lord God add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. May we all become just not hearers of the word of God, but doers also. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God says, amen.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Curry, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. Yeah. I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep. If God had to
when the judge said 20 to life. Should have been calling your neighbors.
There ain't nothing left to do.
Can I get a witness on that? Thank God.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
When the doctor said in the day.
What's up there? Then you went back and they couldn't find nothing.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
If you're grateful for a but God in your life.
Explanation on how in the world you made this and what you went through. I don't want you to let everybody in all your business.